back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder. KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back. Glad to be with you here on a Tuesday, October 5th. I have George Lobby joining us, editor of the North Platte Bulletin.
Yes, sir.
It's been a busy morning, George.
It has been around here, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of guests. A lot of guests in here, yeah.
Welcome in Randy Sainer joining us, talking a little bit about harvest. Randy, it's that wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, it is, and you can tell it with my allergies today. They are acting up. But, we're seeing some soybeans harvested. A lot of the dryland corn is being harvested, high-moisture corn. But just basically getting started. This weather's been great for drying. Just some things to remember. When you see a combine on the road and you're driving, you need to slow down. They cannot drive very fast. And we have a lot of times where cars will run into slow-moving vehicles because they're not paying attention. So really watch out for people driving on the road for our farmers because they can only go so fast in those big machines.
Yeah, you got to be patient with them. They're working. They want to be home, too.
Yeah, they want to get it done, too.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, and there's tractors and grain carts and... They take up a lot of room, too. They need
tractors, grain carts, combines, oh my.
And for kids, they need to stay away because when you're in those big tractors, and we do an ag safety day, and I have the kids sit in the seat, you just cannot see small kids. They've got to stay way away from those vehicles because you're up so high and it's so big. It's hard to see them. So it's really easy to run over a kid. And the other thing to be careful of if you're a farmer is those power lines. Because we take them for granted, and sometimes our equipment's bigger and taller, and so we can get into those. And we sure don't want to have any fatalities from electric lines.
Or sometimes those power lines can shift. You can't count on them being exactly where they were last year. You have to keep an eye out year in, year out.
Yeah, and when it's windy out too, you want to be careful.
So. Yeah, the Nebraska wind can cause a little chaos. So.
Yeah, it sure can. And on those windy days, that's when we have fires too. So you be really careful on those days that are low humidity, lots of wind, and dry. Thank goodness for that inch and a half of rain we had. People are weaning their calves. It tends to keep the dust down for those people, and that's been a good thing for us. But we can always use more rain. And I know the harvest people really don't want a lot of rain because they want their corn to dry out. So it's kind of but a little bit's not going to hurt us any.
No.
I'm not seeing any rain in the forecast, though.
No, I don't think there is. I think we're going to have great drying weather for people to get corn and soybeans out this year. It looks good.
Does the irrigated corn seem to be on the verge of getting dry enough? Or
talking to some of the people, it's got its black layer, which means it's mature, and now it's just drying out, and that's the key. How much water they put on and when was the last time they put water on is going to be key to when it dries down. Soybeans, we put some water on pretty late on our soybeans because they found that if you put that last 2 inches on in late August there, it definitely makes more yield. So So, and even September on soybeans because they're a little later maturing. And I think what did Chuck tell me, 2 to 5 bushel an acre if you water it right at the end.
Okay.
So it can make a big difference.
Interesting.
but you see a lot of the dryland fields will be out because they're dry. Some of the yields I'm hearing in Grant County, which is a little further southwest of us, 25 bushels an acre corn on dry land. So it's pretty low because we were so dry. And even southern Lincoln County, North Platte got pretty good rain, but south of us did not get the rain, and so they're pretty dry also. And so we're seeing lower yields in dry land. Of course, irrigation, that just makes a difference. Well, I think we're going to have good yields on our irrigated corn this year and soybeans.
Sure. Randy Sainer joining us here on KODY. And George, you had something?
Well, we're fortunate to be here where irrigation's plentiful.
Yeah.
And the water table's high, and really makes a difference in this economy. And I hope everybody has a good harvest.
Yeah, me too. The prices look good for people.
Yeah.
That's the one good thing. But yeah, it's sure.
Good.
Having that natural resources of water underneath us in Nebraska has been that's kind of our key thing for the state. So.
It's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy, obviously we're focused on harvest right now, and you said prices looking good. What are they looking like for our cattle producers as of recent?
Cattle producers don't look too bad this year. We're seeing a decrease in cow numbers. I think we'll see a lower cow herd this next year. due to drought in the western states. I mean, they're really dry west of us, and even in Nebraska, we're seeing cull cows come to market sooner this year. So the cull cow price is good. So that's the good thing about it. Even in some of the dry areas, they're still pretty good prices because people like beef, and that's been a good thing for this pandemic. People have bought more beef than what
they're stocking
what we thought.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah,
deep freezers
yeah.
are in high yeah. Commodity too. So
well, you know, just talking to we have some relatives in Denver, and they bought some beef from us, and they said the reason they did is they can't depend on having meat in the case. She said sometimes you have a really good choice and sometimes there's hardly any choice to buy. And that's Denver, Colorado. So that was kind of an interesting comment. I didn't realize that was that way, but that's what she was telling me.
No, but when you don't have a governor that's ag-friendly either, that might factor in. So,
too, I think they ate more beef on that non-beef day that they had than anybody
yeah.
else. They were part of the people that had more beef that day. But, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So they kind of did away with that, but yeah, it's unfortunate that we have people like that out in the world, but that's what makes our world, I guess, exciting sometimes. And
I guess.
And not very
exciting.
Let's make
it a little more boring, I guess.
yeah, it's you know, cattle are still the best recyclers on this earth that we have. People forget they take sunlight and soil and make it into grass that we can't eat and eat, but the cattle can eat it and make a very high protein, high zinc, high iron product. And people forget that it's really a high protein. And that's what we need to grow our youth and to grow people is having a good protein source. That's what some of these other countries in the third world would love to have.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there are countries that pay top dollar for our Nebraska beef. Look at Japan, Vietnam. Those have been
yeah,
big trade
and China is becoming a big buyer of mm-hmm. our beef also. They've learned how good it is. And what they say about the Chinese is they want that beef with the white fat in it. So, and that's the U.S. beef, so that's a good thing to hear.
Yeah. That's the only thing they say about the Chinese.
Yeah, there you go. Well, the trade one deal that they did was very beneficial for our beef producers. And so,
they're good trade partners, especially for
Nebraska. Yeah, and that goes back to that trade thing that they did. If that wouldn't have happened, we would not be where we're at. And they all buy hormone beef. And I listened to one of the ambassadors talk about how they got that past the Chinese. And it was very interesting. He just had some posters from the 70s when they talked about implants and how it affected, and showed him, said, look, there's no difference here. And they get a lot of pressure from their activists too, just like we do.
I can imagine.
So,
they're everywhere.
So, yeah, and so that was a good thing, because otherwise we would have had to have non-hormone beef, and that's not the case with China. So that's a good thing.
Mm. Randy, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
No, just everybody be safe. That's the key thing, and hopefully markets stay good for everybody, and make sure your calves are healthy and ready to be marketed.
Randy, thanks for stopping by the studio. Enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Thank you.
George and I will wrap up Mugs of the Morning here on KODY right after this, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.